Welcome to Really Old Movies. I'm your host, Harrison Scullin, and today I'll be discussing Sergeant York from 1941, starring Gary Cooper. Some essential movie details from the film's IMDb page: Alvin C. York himself was on the set for many days during filming. When one of the crew members tactlessly asked him how many Jerrys he had killed, York started sobbing so vehemently he threw up. This crew member was nearly fired, but the next day York demanded that he keep his job. Just kind of proving into how, you know, nice of a person he was, even during that crazy moment. Another detail, Alvin C. York had also been approached by producer Jesse L. Lasky several times starting in 1919 to allow a movie to be made about his life, but he had refused several times, believing that this uniform ain't for sale. Lasky finally convinced York that, with war threatening in Europe, it was his patriotic duty to allow this film to proceed. York finally agreed, but only on three conditions. First, York's share of the profits would be contributed to a Bible school York wanted to build. Second, no cigarette-smoking actress could be chosen to play his wife. And third, only Gary Cooper could recreate his life on screen. Cooper at first turned down the role, but when York himself contacted him with a personal plea, Cooper agreed to do this picture. Strangely enough, York did not mind the fact that Cooper was a chain smoker. Alright, so now let's get into my thoughts on the film itself. The plot, I gave it a 3.5 out of 5. I thought it was good, and this is a biopic based on a real guy, and the issues I have aren't really with his life. In fact, it's a very fascinating and interesting story. You know, how much of it is 100% true, I mean, is for sure debatable. But it certainly makes for a great legend, especially during wartime, right? Those aren't really the issues. The issues I have are with the movie itself. We spend an awful lot of time in the farmland he comes from and hardly have any of the war scenes. You know, I figured the first act would probably be mainly that, but it seemed to be a really, really long time and went on forever and ever. And it wasn't really pertinent to him being in the war with, you know, some exceptions, like his abilities as a sharpshooter. I just wanted to see more of the war scenes. I mean, it's advertised as a war film. You know, it's called Sergeant York, right? But it's mainly a melodrama with one or two war scenes at the end of the movie. Which is fine. I mean, he was an interesting guy, I guess. But I really would have loved to have seen the difference between him being at home and in the war. It was a very, very short amount of time we were in the war. All right, for acting, I gave that a 5 out of 5. While I wasn't a huge fan of the plot, I loved Gary Cooper. He was amazing in his role. He's really believable. You know, I love his transition from being a wild and crazy guy to becoming a devoted Christian and soldier. You know, if you've ever read the Book of Mormon, it has a very similar conversion story of Alma the Younger. It's also similar to that of Saul, who becomes Paul on the road to Damascus in the New Testament. Both, to me, are very fitting examples of conversion, and I think Gary Cooper really convinces us of his change, his conversion, if you will. I love that. It was really excellent, expertly done. Some of the other actors around him were good too, but I think he is really the standout actor in this film. Okay, for directing, gave it a 5 out of 5. You know, Howard Hawks, he did great. He's great at filming the war scenes and the screwball comedy moments, and I don't blame him too much for the plot issues. I just think it could have been done better. You know, I wish we saw more in the war. But I think the focus was trying to show how humanistic, I guess, Gary Cooper's character was. Alvin York, they were trying to show that. I wish we saw more of the war. Okay, for cinematography and special effects, I gave it a 5 out of 5. I thought it was amazing, especially the war scenes. Very, very realistic. You know, explosions and gunshots and whatnot. Really cool. Looked very real. And then, you know, everything else is basically on a studio stage for the farm sequences. You could kind of tell. But when we're out in the war itself, it looks real. It looks like they're really out in fields and stuff, you know, taking trenches and all of that. Really, really cool. So, yeah, I really like the cinematography and set pieces and whatnot. Really excellent. Okay, for music, I gave it 4 out of 5. Good, just your average, you know, musical score. Nothing to write home about. It's, yeah, it's good and whatnot. It's using good scenes. It's used good in scenes. Yeah, I no real issues with it. Not very memorable, though. All right, so tallying that all up, that brings my Letterboxd score to 4.5 out of 5. So would I recommend this movie? Yes, I would. It's great insight into the life of a real American hero. Just keep in mind the war scenes are very abrupt, and the majority of the film is him at home on his farm. It's not advertised that way, but that is how the film is. Okay, well, those are my thoughts on Sergeant York from 1941. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. Make sure to follow me on Instagram and Facebook at Really Old Movies, where I discuss details about the week's particular film. New podcast episodes are released Saturdays at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube. All right, thank you so much. This has been Really Old Movies. I'm your host, Harrison Scullin. Take care.